Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The U.S. trade deficit is soaring at $58.3 billion. It's just shy of the record set last November. Joining us to discuss the consequences is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. And John, was this figure worse than expected?
It was a little. Given the weaker dollar, economists had been figuring there'd be a little more demand overseas for cheaper U.S. products and maybe less demand here for more expensive foreign goods. But the American appetite for cars and clothing and computers from abroad just won't stop. There was some good news on U.S. exports. They rose 0.4% to a record level, but that was still swamped by incoming products. Today's report puts the final numbers on the 2004 trade gap. It rose 24% for the entire year. That's a record for a third year in a row, and the way things are going, 2005 is going to make it four in a row.
Okay, four in a year, four rows in a year. Doesn't seem to have any detrimental consequences so far. Should we be concerned about this?
You know, there's a vigorous debate going on among economists about that. As you know, so far our trading partners have been reinvesting our dollars back into the U.S. economy. Last year, for example, foreigners bought 60% of all new U.S. Treasury bonds. But that's not going to last forever. At some point, those foreign owners of dollars could see weaknesses in the U.S. economy. Maybe they won't like the size of the budget deficit, for example. And when that happens, they're going to start selling their investments in the U.S. Some experts look at this and worry about the economic consequences of another terrorist attack on the U.S. Here's Robert Hormats, the vice chairman of Goldman Sachs.
We are much more vulnerable to a financial crisis today than we were on September 11th, 2001, for two basic reasons. One, we had a very big budget surplus in 2001. Now we have a big budget deficit. Second is we're far more dependent on foreign capital than we were 3 years ago. This time, with foreigners already concerned about their large dollar holdings and already concerned about a big budget deficit, they could become much more cautious about buying dollar assets.
And that, Hormats says, could cause a precipitous drop in the dollar as foreigners run for the exits.
But John, hasn't Federal Reserve Board Chief Alan Greenspan been downplaying the threat of a fast decline in the dollar as a result of the trade deficit?
He has. He thinks the financial markets will be able to gradually bring trade back into balance with an orderly drop in the value of the dollar, which should make imports more expensive, U.S. exports more attractive. And I should add, Robert Hormats thinks that should happen as well. He's not predicting a calamity. He's just saying that the financial situation is less flexible, less able to absorb a shock like 9/11, because of the growing twin deficits in trade and domestic government spending. There was also another economic number out today. Consumer confidence jumped in March by the largest amount in 7 months, as Americans were heartened by a big surge in hiring. So that bodes well for the future of the economy. Coming up on Marketplace, a report on some small universities that are under pressure to move up to big-time college sports.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
Have a good weekend.